They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump has stepped up the pressure on Iran, saying the U.S. knows where the supreme leader is, but won't kill him for now. He then called for unconditional surrender in all caps. CBS's Olivia Gazis is following developments.
Something appears to be shifting. We obviously have now a whole lot of military hardware arrived in the region to give the president options, we are told. And you have this messaging both from the president and the vice president that seems to be paving the way to preparing the American people for an entry by the United States into this conflict.
Reporter Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
We're hearing from Israeli officials that this war could last 2 or 3 weeks. Israel's making a lot of progress attacking targets in Iran. These missile attacks from Iran are going to continue on Israel. The hope is that as Israel takes out these missile launchers inside Iran, that these ballistic missile attacks from Iran will diminish.
An appeals court will hear arguments today over the administration's deployment of the National Guard to Los Angeles. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The court will be looking at the part of the statute that requires that orders be issued through the governor, whether or not that was satisfied, or if there was a problem with how the Trump administration actually issued these orders.
Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez arrived at a prison today to begin serving his 11-year sentence on a bribery conviction. Jim Krasula reports on another major medical achievement.
Luca Krizanek has gotten a new lease on life. He was just 12 when doctors in Switzerland had to amputate both of his hands because of a severe infection. He underwent a double hand transplant at Penn Medicine in Philadelphia.
It is still a miracle today to have two hands.
Krizanek says he pretty much has normal use of hands again.
Kraft Heinz says it will remove all chemical dyes from its food products. Here's Michael Wallace.
The maker of Heinz ketchup, Kraft macaroni and cheese, Jell-O, and Kool-Aid says it will eliminate all artificial colors by the end of 2027. In April, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he wanted petroleum-based dyes removed from all food by the end of next year. He believes they lead to chronic disease.
Americans bought a lot of goods leading up to the tariffs, not so much now. CBS's Jill Schlesinger has a look at the May retail sales report.
People seem to be buying a lot of cars in March and stayed away from some of the car dealerships in May, worried that higher prices were already in place.
On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow is off 300 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Police Department is remembering Officer John Hetland on the 6th anniversary of his death. Officer Hetland was fatally shot while confronting an armed robbery suspect in 2019. The suspect was later arrested, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison. The library is the meeting place for the Common Council tonight in Racine. As City Hall repairs continue, alders will be among authors for city business. Items on the agenda include a museum contract and city funding, approval of major police grants, a new Teamsters union contract, and a settlement discussion in a significant lawsuit against the city. It's a 6 p.m. start time with a stream available on YouTube. Tonight in Oak Creek, constituents of Congressman Brian Stile are set to host a town hall. A statement from a group called Opportunity Wisconsin says they're trying to raise concerns over cuts to Medicaid and SNAP. They say Stile and other Republicans have supported cuts, The GOP says they're only targeting abuse of the system. Organizers of the town hall at the Oak Creek Community Center have invited Stile to attend. Protesters yesterday gathered outside Stile's Racine County Courthouse office. The average gas price in Racine and Kenosha counties is right around that $3 a gallon mark. It is slightly higher than the rest of the state. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams with a career-high 40 points in the postseason asked, was that the game plan or are shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open and taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5-game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
All roads lead to Ferraro's, where tasty pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, perfect for every lunch and dinner craving. This June, Ferraro's invites you to savor the flavor of their margarita pizza, a golden olive oil paste, layered with fresh mozzarella and sweet Roma tomatoes. Straight out of the oven, it's garnished with fresh basil and a drizzle of balsamic glaze. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
WRJN weather. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today, with high temperatures nearing 90. Chances for showers and thunderstorms sparking up early this evening, and some could be strong to severe, packing the risks for hail and high winds. And tomorrow, cooler temperatures, more rain and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 89.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. And Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. He's going to wrap up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett.
Well, at number five, it was Ballerina starring Ana de Armas and Keanu Reeves. It took in $9.4 million. And number four was Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning with $10.3 million. Number three was the newcomer, The Materialist, starring Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal. It brought in $12 million for the studio A24. And number two was Lilo and Stitch, bringing in $15.5 million. In its fourth week of release, this is the first time it's in second position, but it has earned over $360 million at the domestic box office. And the reason Lilo and Stitch was number two was because How to Train Your Dragon was the number one film at the box office this past weekend. The live-action remake of the animated classic made $83.7 million for Universal Pictures, and it was a stunning number and great for families coming to see movies during Father's Day weekend. Now, How to Train Your Dragon will battle two newcomers this weekend. It will battle the horror sequel 28 Days Later and Pixar's newest movie, Elio, about a boy with an imagination who gets beamed up to join representatives from galaxies far away. The summer movie season is in full swing. Go check it out at your local theater.
All right, Brett. Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way now, you know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
rhythm spot. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nice, I shouldn't have smiled. Sugar and spice.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with the Spinners. And I'll be around. I'm Kurt Vollman. I believe I have my math right here. 17 days until the 4th of July. That sounds right to me. And WRJN is fired up to support Racine's legendary 4th Fest. And you can help, too. If you want to help make this year's parade and fireworks the best ever, sign up for the Bags Tournament or hit the greens at a golf outing. Both are fundraisers for Racine 4th Fest. And if you want details, you can go to racine4thfest.org and use the number 4 in there, racine4thfest.org.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery, especially when they introduce a new Kringle creation. This week, O&H's new Limoncello Kringle takes center stage. Inspired by the flavors of Italy's Amalfi Coast, this new Kringle has a brightly tart and creamy filling infused with Italian limoncello. It's topped with lemon-zested icing with a dusting of delightful yellow sprinkles. Enjoy O&H's new Limoncello Kringle this week for a refreshing treat. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect to the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO, move boldly, dance freely.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit racineyachtclub.org for more info.
Mark your calendars. Greek Fest is back at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Kamisi's dance troupe, take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
The Racine Raiders will host Youth Football Night on Saturday, June 21st, against the River City Rough Riders. The team will host a free youth camp prior to the game, and all participants get a free ticket for that night's game. The Racine Raiders and River City Rough Riders, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Since my baby left me, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Oh, though it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. So I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I'll make it die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back. And think of so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, I'll make it die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell.
be, would be so lonely. It'll be so lonely they could die.
Elvis Presley, Heartbreak Hotel, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, the latest figures show that nearly 40% of the world's adult population is now overweight. Who says America has forgotten how to lead?
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just got.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form at WRJN.com. Now let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine Police Department is remembering Officer John Hetland on the 6th anniversary of his death. Officer Hetland was fatally shot while confronting an armed robbery suspect in 2019. The suspect was later arrested, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison. On this anniversary, police say they express gratitude for his sacrifice and profess ongoing support for his loved ones and colleagues. There's extra security at the state capitol today as legislators continue to work on the budget. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest from Madison.
The Minnesota shootings have lawmakers and law enforcement rethinking procedures and protection. State Senator Kelda Royce talked to our Todd Alba.
I am aware of who's on the list, but law enforcement has really emphasized to us that they do not want those names to be public because of the risk of additional violence or copycats. And I think, you know, the point is really anyone who serves the public could potentially be at risk like this, and it's not acceptable. Nobody deserves to put their life at risk because of the job that they have.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he requested extra security for today's hearings at the Capitol.
City offices, the library, the transfer station, and even the bookmobile will be closed. Juneteenth Day is on Thursday with impacts across the government. There will be no garbage or recycling pickup that day, so in Racine, your day gets pushed back. Normal operations at all city facilities will resume on Friday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today, with high temperatures nearing 90. Chances for showers and thunderstorms sparking up early this evening, and some could be strong to severe, packing the risks for hail and high winds. And tomorrow, cooler temperatures, more rain and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 89.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Georgia Hall is here. Hey, Georgia.
Hi. Good to be with you, Kurt, to talk about this week's Music and More concert at First Presbyterian Church.
Yeah, Music and More every Thursday this summer in downtown Racine. 7th and College, right?
Correct.
7th and College. Thursdays at noon. And tell us about this week's concert.
Well, the first act this week is going to be Spirit of Racine Music Makers. They're a local group of about 40 singers, and they perform both sacred and secular music.
Okay.
The second act is Jillian Bruss Ensemble. They're coming from Milwaukee. They have three vocalists and a piano accompanist. And then that's all we have for that, because usually we have three acts, but we gave them each a little more time because they were bringing different things. So I want to tell you the concerts are free, but we accept donations each week, and it's going to benefit Healthcare Network and Racine Literacy Council.
Every concert is free to get in, but there's a free will offering. And as you said, these are going toward worthy causes, and everybody gets a check at the end of the year. So that's kind of nice.
Well, the two agencies get checks, right. The rest of us are all volunteers.
Music and More this Thursday at noon. It sounds like a terrific way to spend a lunch hour. Parking is some of it's in the parking lot, some of it's on the street, but you'll find a spot and just get there a few minutes early.
I always say come early for best parking, and we always have a drawing every week for audience gift certificates, so put your name in the basket for that.
All right, Music and More this Thursday at First Presbyterian Church, Thursday at noon. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, where farming is still a big deal around here. And WRJN's got you covered with Pam Yonke and her Midwest Farm Report weekday mornings 5 till 6. And she's got updates all day long, too. It's all things ag right alongside your timeless hits here on WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow, I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that friendship, friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island,
and a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
And timeless hits from T-Rex and Bang a Gong, Get It on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, mark your calendar for this Thursday night. It's another opportunity to head down to the lakefront, enjoy the beautiful views, enjoy the music, live music, enjoy the food, the drink. It's a perfect setting on a summer night, and it's all at Hot Harbor Nights down at Racine's Festival Park. Starts at about 6 o'clock, so go and enjoy a relaxed setting this Thursday night, another Hot Harbor Night with WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure that you're cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001. Or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Master Vapist Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, 'cause you know the words I've got to say. I know that you've been cheating.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Says here, an experiment found that the number of people willing to eat vegetables goes way up if the vegetables are described in an interesting, exciting way. So, I think restaurants should hire real estate agents to write their menus.
Just got home from Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Do-do-do, looking out my back door. It's giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur Victrola, listening to Buck Owens.